It's coming up towards 7. Elise Morgan joins us now with Finance News. Hello, Elise.
Good morning, Fran. Wall Street seeing small gains in very thin trade as investors take a breather. The quiet start to this week follows last week's record highs on the S&P 500, which has actually risen 4.3% in just the last 4 weeks. And with a little over an hour left of trade now, the Dow Jones is just 17 points higher at 15,631. The S&P 500 is a quarter of a percent or 5 points higher at 1,765. Some good economic news out overnight. There's been a pickup in US manufacturing orders, which rose 1.7% as expected. Twitter, meanwhile, raised the upper end of the projected price range for its initial public offering. That's now up to $25 a share. And that's as a result, the company now expects to raise up to $1.7 billion in its float, which is on Thursday this week. It wasn't such great news for BlackBerry, though. Its shares plummeted to a 10-year low after the company replaced its CEO and ruled out earlier plans to actually sell the company. Across the Atlantic, expectations of monetary stimulus from the European Central Bank, coupled with a 30% surge in HSBC's profits, spurred on markets. London's FTSE 100 added almost 0.5%. In futures trade, the local share market will see a flat start. The SPY 200 just 2 points higher. The Aussie dollar's buying 95.05 US. Oil prices have remained fairly steady, with West Texas crude at $94.50 a barrel. And gold is now worth $1,314 US an ounce.
Thanks very much, Elise.